Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg with Christy Nickel and Christine Ahrens. On today's A Winnipeg Slice...
This is Christy Nickel, one half of A Winnipeg Slice. Today I'm talking to Lorna Croker, the founder of Winnipeg Rocks. If you've ever been walking around and you saw beautifully painted rocks in the city, you're going to find out what that means right now. So explain how the Winnipeg Rock Movement got started and why.
Okay, so I had received a blog post from a friend who showed me that this was going on out west in Washington State. And I just thought it seemed like such a simple, easy, fun thing to do with my kids or whatever. I looked around. There wasn't a group in Winnipeg, so I started the Winnipeg chapter of it.
Okay, and so there are different ways that you can participate in this whole movement. So can you explain that?
Sure. So basically it's painting rocks and then you put the instructions on the back of the rock and then you go and leave them around the community and people can go and find them. And when they find them, they can post a picture onto Facebook. So yeah, you can paint rocks, you can hide rocks, you can go search for rocks.
And then there's a group on Facebook that people can post the pictures if they find a rock.
Right. Yes, the group is called Winnipeg Rocks.
Awesome. And are there any rules as to how to participate? Are there any rules against doing certain things? Or
There's not a lot of rules. We try and keep it really simple. But if you are painting and hiding rocks, we ask that you respect property. So don't leave them on private property. Don't leave them in the grass where they might get hit by lawnmowers, that sort of thing. Don't take rocks from private property. Don't take rocks from provincial parks.
Yeah, that's very important, very essential. How do you think that this will help build a community?
So I just have been loving watching people getting out. It's getting people out into parks. It's getting people doing things with their kids. Just people connecting in the community as they go looking for rocks and finding rocks. Kids really love doing it, but it's not just for kids.
That's really nice. It's kind of like the natural version of Pokemon Go almost.
It is kind of like that, yeah.
That's great. Well, I love the whole idea of it. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice with Christine Ahrens and Christy Nickel on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.